The Reds looking to finish off a home sweep of the Brewers. Luis Castillo getting the start. His team was down 1-0, bottom of the third inning, but with two on, Adam Duvall was at the dish facing Matt Garza.
There's a ball hit in the left by Duvall. Here comes Cozart around third. He will score, and this game is tied 1-1. Here's the pitch. And a broken bat, one hopper to the shortstop. They go to second, get an out, go to first. Ball is off the glove of Walker and rolls away. One run scores, second run scores. Here's the pitch. Line drive, left field, that's a hit. Billy Hatcher has Barraza coming home. Throw from the left fielder, Braun, not in time. Cut off by the catcher, they throw down to second base. Barnhart is out, run does count. In a five-run inning, Shaw from the left side took a half-hearted cut at a late breaking ball that he was really fooled on. He heads back to the dugout, bat in hand. Strikeout number 8 for Luis Castillo. That is strikeout number 10. That's a new career high for Castillo. Ozark turns on one, high, deep left field. That one will disappear into the seats. Home run for Zach Cozart.
The Reds go on to win it 7-1. They get the sweep of the Brewers. It's their first sweep of Milwaukee since 2013. Castillo picks up his third win, allowing 4 hits, just 1 earned run. Some bad news for the Reds. Billy Hamilton fractured his thumb in the first inning and was forced to leave the game. The Reds also announced on Wednesday that they are exercising manager Brian Price's 2018 option. The skipper spoke after a big series sweep.
I really gave up the home run in the first. After that, Shaw had the double, and after that, it wasn't until Walker lined a base hit that there was another ball put in play with hard contact. And, you know, it really limited their ability to get the ball on the barrel of the bat. You know, and certainly the strikeouts stand out, but it just as many off balance swings and soft contact that was made with a good lineup and certainly a team that's contending for the postseason was outstanding.
How impressive you've been with him since he's been here?
Well, extremely so. And certainly, you know, we knew what we were getting as far as the stuff when we traded for him. We did not have, I think, enough of an understanding of, and you can't until you get him in your own system, of what type of makeup kid he is. He's a tough kid. He's a hard worker. He's competitive. He's comfortable in competition. And he's got tremendous confidence. And that's what, you know, I wasn't 100% sure of. And you never are when you're seeing somebody for the first time, but he's the real deal.
It's got to be nice to know, of all these young guys you're trying out, he seems like, I think you indicated, he's going to be in your rotation next year, the way he's been pitching. That's got to be nice to know that he's got that behind him.
Yeah, he's come up. I mean, how many guys come up from Double A and have the type of impact that he's had on our team? Now he's won 3 games, right? But he's kept us in almost every single start, every game that he started. And there's a lot to be said for that, keeping yourself in the game and pitching the innings and having the 8 guys who are going to play behind you on every given day excited that you're on the mound. And that's a big deal.
Do you get a report on Hamilton's MRI?
Yeah, he does have a fracture of his left thumb. He'll be in the splint for 10 days and then be reassessed. This is not necessarily a season-ending injury. This isn't something that's going to sit in a cast for 4 to 6 weeks to heal. It'll be about 10 days, and then we'll be able to get the splint off and reassess.
You do it on that trinet bond?
Yes.
Kind of has a lot of bad luck around this time of year, every year.
Yeah, our goal was healthy, you know, April through September into October, and you know, we got to the 6th, and hopefully it's a short, you know, it's a 10-day, you know, time, probably going to be a hair more than that. He's going to have to do some baseball activity afterwards, but certainly would like to see him back on the field, you know, in a couple of weeks and be able to help us, be it as a pinch runner or defensive replacement, or if he can swing the bat and be able to get back in the lineup and be productive at the end.
If Castillo doesn't start again, is he going to stay up here and throw light?
He's going to stay with us as far as the kind of the template for what we're going to do with him the last few weeks of the season. I can't speak to that yet because we haven't defined it. I would say it's unlikely that we will keep him throwing and utilize him out of the bullpen. But I'm not ready to, you know, never say never. But I would say it's unlikely that you'll see him again on the mound.
Luis Castillo put together his best start of his young career, and he talked about his effort afterwards.
You know, after the home run, I just went out there and just tried to compete, you know, make my pitches, and it's got everything was good for me today. you know, have a really good feel for my pitches today. I think the command was a big part of the success today. I feel really happy, you know, to have a great year this year. And, you know, like, I'm just going to go back to Dominican to get to take this offseason and work hard in order to be really good next year.
The Reds start a four-game series in New York against the Mets on Thursday. Tyler Mahle will get the start.